What is going on, Colts Nation? He is Jamal Lawrence. I'm Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast.
Yo, yo.
The NFL schedules have been released as of Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Let's break it all down. But before we do,
What's that, dog? Merch? Merch? Let them see the back real quick.
It's something.
It came in. Look. Hey, run the damn ball. No, I'm saying merch is out now.
It's out now.
Check the description for the link. Just check it out, ladies and gentlemen. We got a few things out there. We got to run the damn ball, right?
Absolutely. More to come as well, yeah.
More to come, but, you know, we had to start it out with we got a t-shirt, we got a crew neck, and we got a mug. So check it out. Let us know what you guys think. Now, let's get right into it. 2024 schedule. Jamal, I know you were hype about this.
Yes.
I know you're going to every home game.
Every home game, no doubt.
Yeah. Let's go over it fairly briefly. So week one, Houston Texans at home. Week two, Green Bay Packers away. Week three, Chicago Bears home game. Week four, Pittsburgh Steelers home. Week five, Jacksonville Jaguars on the road, Tennessee Titans. Week six on the road, Miami Dolphins at home, Houston Texans. In week eight, in Houston. Week nine, Minnesota Vikings. That's on the road as well. We come back home to the Buffalo Bills. Week 10 in Lucas Oil. Ooh, then we got the Jets game, which is our only primetime game. We'll get into that a little later. That's on the road. Week 12, Detroit Lions. Now, week 13, we got the New England Patriots. That's in Gillette Stadium. And our bye week comes up in week 14. And then we got four more games after that. So week 15, Denver Broncos. That's an away game. Come back home to play the Tennessee Titans in week 16. Week 17, we're on the road against the Giants. And then week 18, we come back home, finish our division up with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I guess, Jamal, I mean, what are your initial thoughts about the schedule so far?
Man, my initial thoughts, I have to say, I'm kind of liking that we have three of our six divisional games in the first six games. I like that, you know.
You like that?
You got to listen. Everybody at the beginning of the season is the healthiest they're going to be, roughly. It's going to be the healthiest they're going to be. So I like that we get 50% of our games during that first portion of our divisional games. I'm not the biggest fan of having two of our six being at the tail end of the season. You know, of course, that's when times are a little shaky. But you know, I will say that week 14 bye week can probably supplement that for us, because we're going to need that break come that time. So I kind of like that late bye week is there as well, just to kind of help us round out the end of the season. But for the schedule overall, though, man, I'm excited for it. We got a lot of good games on the board. Again, like I said, I'll be at all the home ones. I want to try to sneak to a couple of the away ones for sure. But, you know, I guess it's only right to say it starts a week one versus right. Houston at home, 9-8, 1 p.m. Colts have historically, what, 0-10 in the past in the past 10 years of home openers? Man, do we end this? We end this year, right? Is 0-10 or 0-9?
Week one at home versus the Houston Texans?
Get a dub.
C.J. Stroud, them boys who took us out the playoffs last year? Yo. The
playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs?
Come on, man. Like, all I'm going to say is, I'm going to keep it a buck. Anthony Richardson's undefeated against the Houston Texans in his career. That's all I'm going to say. Say it ain't true.
Hey, you ain't wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. But I will say, that's a tough matchup to break this little week one curse, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want to touch on that bye week a little bit. So week 14 bye week, we got to play 13 straight weeks before we get to go to Pizza Hut or whatever, wherever we're going to go. That's really long. And I don't know if that's a good thing, right? I feel like most of our bye weeks have been a little earlier. I want to say our last season was about week 10, week 11. That's closer to the middle of the season. But I mean, we had to play our best football for a long while, a couple months to see our bye week. You feeling all right about that?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, the only reason why I'm feeling all right about it is because, like I mentioned earlier, we have our two of our six divisional games rounding out for week 16 and week 18. So honestly, that's my only saving grace for that is these guys are going to get a much needed break after having to play in Gillette in the cold. You know, we get a chance to relax a little bit and before we have to go to Denver in December. Mm-hmm. Course, round off the season with what, one, two? I guess two of our last four games are home and two are away, so that's fine. But we know how Jacksonville goes for us every single year. It's always a challenge. Tennessee is going to be a toss-up. It should be an easy dub for us, but I'm not going to count anybody out. You know, I know how stuff works. As much as I don't want these guys to have to get a break that late, if they're going to get one, I'd rather at the back end when we got probably something to prove still on the line.
Right. I hear you. And the primetime game, you know, against the New York Jets, week 11. That is the Indianapolis Colts' only primetime game. Mm-hmm. We were one of four teams that only had one primetime game, the other three teams being New England, Arizona, and Tennessee. Now, we weren't in the zero primetime games like
Panthers.
Yeah, like the Panthers. So not the worst thing in the world. I would say I think we deserve a little bit more because I don't even think we have any Thursday night games. Mm-hmm. We no Monday night games. It's just that one primetime game, which I feel like we deserve more, but I could be wrong. I mean, we're stuck in there with New England and Arizona and Tennessee, you know, Titans are garbage. So it's like, but you know, yeah, we're not like the Carolina Panthers with zero, but we're also not like San Francisco, the New York Jets, or Dallas with six primetime games.
So 50% of their season, shoot.
Exactly. But overall, I mean, I think the strength of schedule got a little bit tougher. Just definitely got a little, because we got to play the NFC North. We got to play the AFC East. And our division got better, so we got to play our division again. But, you know, I don't want to do any winless loss predictions, you know, this early into the game. But I will say the Colts have it cut out for them. But a lot of winnable matchups in here. I mean, this isn't the hardest of any NFL schedule. This also isn't the easiest. So I think we're middle of the pack, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you're, you know, I think it's probably about right. I'd say maybe it's a little bit lower in the middle of the pack. I think we had like, I think I read earlier it was like seventh easiest or something like that. I could be mistaken though. I could be wrong. So yeah, I mean, I definitely think there are a lot of winnable games and I can't wait for us to break it down a little bit more and kind of decipher what we can and what we should do versus, you know, of course all the toss ups. But I really am excited for just kind of, I don't know, man. Some of these games just seem fun to me. They just seem fun. Of course, obviously, all the division games are fine. But, you know, week two, got to go into Green Bay. I mean, they look good. You're going to be talking about a Chicago team that's going to be riding a high off of Caleb and Rome. I mean, Pittsburgh, they picked up Russell and Fields. I mean, just starting off, I feel like there's a lot of excitement for a lot of these teams around here. So, Colts have to be prepared, have to be ready to come out because we had a ton of exciting stuff happening for us as well. So I think that just it's a different turning point, you know, when we think about these players that each team has picked up, us included, and what it's going to bring to the table. So I think that this first 6-7 weeks, honestly, the first 8 weeks are going to be, I think, electric. I mean, it's going to be make or break for us by week nine. I think we're going to be able to know a lot of what's going on at that point, obviously, halfway through the season. But thinking about the matchups that we have going on, though, I mean, it's not going to be easy, but I don't know. It's exciting, though.
Any given Sunday, man. It's there's a lot going on in the NFL. But, you know, we got our boys healthy, and I just want to see Anthony Richardson make it the entire season.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you want to see him make it, go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button. Drop a comment below. Let us know how you feel about AR making it through this season. Whether you like the merch, what y'all want to see different, what you're excited about for this schedule. Let us know. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. That's all I really got, Jamal. Yeah. fun little schedule. We got some good quarterback matchups coming up.
Absolutely.
You know, opposite of last year where we had we had some crazy quarterback match. I mean, I think we went through a stretch where we were playing like Taylor Heineke. I can't even remember, but they weren't great QB matchups.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Jones, stuff like that. So it just, I think this year will be better, especially we got our quarterback in his second year. Technically, I would say he's still in his rookie year, but
for what it's worth, yeah.
For what it's worth. Hey, that's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We are live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, any platform you use to listen to podcasts. And we'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Later.
Make it easy.